as an offensive guy, did you get a look at the hit on Trent Green? What were your thoughts on that?
You know what? I didn't even see it. So I heard about it, but I'm not really sure what exactly happened. But you know, obviously I know what it feels like being injured, so I hope he's okay and you know, he'll be to come back, you know, healthy recovery.
How about the Penn State defense? We always talk about their offense. What have you seen from the defense?
Well, you know, they got a lot of veteran guys across the board. Obviously they're not like what they used to be, but the thing about it is what probably makes them even better than the younger days is that they play smarter. So we just gotta go out and execute the game plan that the coaches are putting together and you know, try to turn it around this week.
Big game early. I mean, two teams, both 0-1. Nobody wants to be 0-2.
Yeah, and that's the good thing about the NFL. You know, a lot of teams start off real hot but never finish strong, and a lot of teams start off like what we start off, 0-1, but, you know, we have a chance to still be where we want to be at the end of the season. So as long as we take one game at a time.
What kind of sense of urgency are you see on this team right now?
You know, nobody likes losing. So I know everybody so far from what I've seen have taken the time to do whatever we couldn't do last week, do this week to, you know, include myself to make the plays that should have been made or, you know, make adjustments that, you know, should have been made and try to go out and get a victory this week.
How glad are you that first one is behind you now, a game that counted and, you know, didn't go the way you wanted, obviously.
Yeah, it didn't go the way I wanted, but, you know, I'm happy to get it out of the way. You know, as far as, you know, coming off of a season-ending injury and being out there and to play one game and feeling real good and, you know, getting back here and feeling good after the game, no injuries, you know, I'm excited about this week and, you know, knowing what I can do to help the team and knowing what we all can do to help the team get back where we want to be.
How about how frustrated were you when you had your stretch where you didn't make a couple of plays that in the past you had made?
Well, I mean, thing about it is, what's funny is this season opener for this team has been better than any season opener I've had. You know, it's been better than when I was even with Green Bay. And, you know, I said even my Pro Bowl year, the first game of the year, this game was better than that year. So, you know, it's a long season, and, you know, the first game always takes a little time, get a lot of the wrinkles out. But, I mean, it's nothing that I'm concerned about.
James Taylor always fire you up when you listen to it on the intercom.
Say again?
James Taylor fire you up when you listen to it on the intercom?
Hey, you know what? I guess you get a variety of everything in this locker room. I think that's what's good. You know, you got to be multicultural.
Do you want to do the karaoke for this one?
Nah, that's not my song to karaoke to. But I can relax to it. I can, you know, I can groove to it.
Fire or rain?
Rain. You know, everybody sleeps good in the rain.
Javon, did you see Emmitt Smith last night on Dancing with the Stars?
You know what? I've heard about it, but I didn't see it. No, I did not see it at all. Yesterday was a movie day for me. I watched about 6 movies yesterday. Yeah.
I mean, Jerry Rice before him, now Emmitt. I mean, is this a trend of NFL football players becoming dancers after their careers?
Well, you know what? I guess you got to keep active. You know, those guys have put in a long career in football, and you never know. Maybe that's another passion that they wanted to have outside of football.
Do you do a good foxtrot or a ballroom dance yourself? Or?
I have a good two-step. Maybe I have a good two-step, but maybe I'll show you. I'll show you that later down the road.
How excited are you to finally get a chance to play a home opener here in front of all your fans?
I'm excited just to be back playing football in general. You know, I feel good. You know, you're never going to make every play, but I know those plays that I could have made, those are the plays that I'm used to making. And, you know, I'm excited about knowing that I had that opportunity. And, you know, the coaches are going to give me that opportunity to do it again. And it's a long season, and I'm just excited about where I'm at right now.
How important is it to have a veteran quarterback like Jake after the game against the Rams, knowing that he has the talent and the mental awareness to bounce back?
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, he's been in this league long enough to know, you know, everybody's not going to always have their best game. And, you know, nobody here is down on him. You know, we know he's going to come back and play his best football. And, you know, that's all we can ask for. And all I can ask for out of myself is to be prepared whenever he makes plays, that I can be on the other end and make plays too, you know, along with the other wide receivers.
I'm not saying this is a must win, but is there a slight sense of urgency going into this week's game that if you wind up 0-2, then you have to go to New England?
But you know what? I think every week is a must win, but obviously nobody wants to start off the season 0-2. So, you know, yeah, we do want to win. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, well, we're not sure. No, we want to win, and we want to go into New England on a high note coming off of a win and, you know, hopefully go to New England and do what we have to do and, you know, be where we want to be by bye week. But, you know, right now it's one game at a time.
How tough was it to sit there Monday and have to dissect what happened in St. Louis that whole game?
Not hard. I mean, because everybody's used to wins and losses, and it's really how you bounce back. You know, you're not going to go out and win every game. You're not going to play the best ball you can play. So, you know, it just depends on how everybody rebounds this week.